kill off the
Robin, right?
I think it's rather ridiculous, Roger Stephen, to be having to film the Kennedy life and using it political to raise funds, left as a political candidate to raise funds, don't you?
I read that in the newspaper this morning. This is Wisconsin or Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was against the law.
It was, but the law passed said that they could raise money for this Kennedy Memorial Center here, the Cultural Center. And they apparently have let it out to some candidate, and he's using it. I told the Attorney General to get on it early this morning. I just want to see if you
had the same thing.
The same reaction.
It was immediate reaction was against the law, and I thought the candidate's explanation of why it wasn't was absurd.
Mike Mansfield, what I called you about, is introducing a resolution saying it's a sense of the Senate. We ought to get our boys home here, pull some of them out. He just kind of playing president, and he's got Russell and Simon and a bunch of his Armed Services Committee on it. I tried to reach you, and they said you in the bathroom or off out of your office for a moment. I called Rusk and told Rusk I thought he ought to get up and see Mansfield. I thought you ought to talk to Russell and tell him that we the French and the Germans are talking, and the British and the United States are talking, and we are trying to find every possible way we can to save any troops or any dollars. That the best way for us to save them is for the Russians to cut theirs, and the best way to get them to cut it is to try to work out some deal with NATO on the strength and then get them to match it. And there's some little indication that could be done, but just before Rusk meets with Gromyko, there's a hell of a time for a resolution like this to even be introduced. They're going to lay it on the table at 12 o'clock, or maybe 11, whenever they meet, and they lay over there for co-sponsors until after Labor Day. So I thought that certainly Russell and Simon would be able to pursue it. Now, Saldenstall knows about it. You might find out from him. He has talked to Dirksen. Dirksen's called me.
I'll call him right away.
Okay. Let me know what you hear from him.